Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مرحبا 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 اہلا وسہلا بكم to one and all الحمدللہ رب العالمین we welcome our viewers from various parts of the world and you are watching the program called Reformation of the Ummah الحمدللہ رب العالمین a program that you're really going to enjoy and inshallah azza wa jalla we are hoping that we're going to extract some beautiful lessons and madani pearls from today's program stay tuned and locked with us until the end of the program just after we get to know how was our Ziyad bhai's day today mashallah
alhamdulillah rabbil alamin for the believer every day is good
kya baat
hai is good sometimes certain people come into dunya and they spend time within dunya and they do so much of khidma for deen that when they leave dunya then we remember them in the light of deen that this is what they did for madrasa this is what they did for masjid this is what Allah. They did to change people's lives towards the sunnah of the beloved nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and this is how we want to be remembered we want that we are remembered in this positive light that so and so has tried for the deen of Allah may Allah accept it so and so has lived upon the deen of Allah served the deen of Allah and passed away serving the deen of Allah may Allah accept it and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin I think this is it's a qabil-e rashk you know it is such that every believer looks towards when a good person a person who has done good for the deen of Allah for the Muslims of society that when they leave the dunya every person looks towards that and says wow what a maut a maut in what a direction
and like some like that amin ya rabbal alamin wow. And sometimes people envy such mauts mawsab as you
absolutely,
mentioned qabil-e rashk and people would desire to you know exit the dunya in such a way so swiftly munana sahib without much suffering
reciting ayat of the quran
allahu akbar you get to recite the ayat of quran pak
allahu akbar
you actually get to mention to everybody what you can see and it's time for you to go maybe make your last final salam and what a mood and this is you know our discussion is the true quest of happiness munana sahib
yes well you on this there's a teacher of mine many years back used to share with us used to say that dunya is such and let yourself live in such a way
Allah.
That when you enter the dunya Yeah, you cried.
Allah.
Baby cries. You cried and others smiled.
Hi, hi.
Because yes, they knew this was your life, that alhamdulillah you are alive. So you cried and others smiled.
Allah,
Let it be
Allah,
such
Allah, Allah.
That when you leave the dunya cries, but you smile.
Allahu Akbar, Allah. What a saying, Mawlana Sahib. I really like this saying here. It's so true, Mawlana Sahib, ki bachcha paida hota hai to sabko. Sab usko rulate hain. Everybody will make the child cry, but when that same person leaves the dunya, he makes everybody else cry. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, yes, we are discussing about khushi, happiness. Isko hum kis tarah se pa sakte hain? Asal jo khushi hai, hum us cheez ko kis tarah se hasil kar sakte hain? How can happiness be obtained? Yes, you need happiness, I need happiness, Maulana Sahib needs happiness. We all need happiness. But remember, happiness is different from pleasure. Happiness has something to do with struggling, enduring, and accomplishing, dear viewers. Have we been dwelling this far, Mawlana Sahib? Kaun si khushi hum us khushi ke talash mein saal saal guzar jate hain. But anyways, for one moment, right? Very quickly, can Mawlana Sahib put himself in the shoe of a layman? Can you do it for about 2 minutes?
Ji, I'm also a layman, alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, we're all a layman. But Mawlana Sahib is a very special personality for us, mashallah. So put yourself in the shoe of a layman for a moment, right? And may I ask you a few questions if you don't mind?
Please.
Okay, chale. Mashallah. So, Mawlana Sahib, just for a moment, right? We want to know more of how a layman would think.
Okay.
What is the general happiness out there in society? Because Maulana Sahib is a public figure and Maulana Sahib is a muballigh, mashallah, a preacher, and you get to meet with many people in society, to counsel many people. So I'm sure the reason for me to ask these questions is because of this reason, right? So how would a layman think generally, Maulana Sahib? So let's see, inshallah, azza wa jalla, going to work every single day, coming back from work, right? So may I ask, Maulana Sahib, how was your day today?
Alhamdulillah, was well.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah, kya baat hai. So you worked 8 hours a day?
Ji, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, Monday to Friday?
Alhamdulillah, Monday to Saturday.
Monday to Saturday, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, you have children as well?
Alhamdulillah.
Mashallah, subhanallah. So, ye batayen ki, what is your aim and objective of this 8 hours a day that you work for? What are you chasing? You're working in a company that's paying you average, you're just making to pay your bills, you're just making to pay your lights and water, your rental if you're renting, or your bond, or if you're paying towards your home, whatever the case may be. How are you managing to meet ends, Maulana Sahib? You have children, you have a wife, you're earning a salary from which you can struggle to pay and make ends meet. But your family needs happiness, your son needs happiness, your daughter needs happiness, your wife demands happiness. And I think you also need some happiness in your life. How do you make it happen, Maulana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah. Maulana Sahib is not asking me for myself.
Allah Akbar, actually asking for the family as yet.
Okay, no, mashallah. Most people, I think, that we know are working the 8 hour shifts, Monday to Friday, Monday to Saturday, etc. And they're going on with life. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And if I had to put myself in the position of just the vast majority, I would say that someone would say that why is it that I'm going through all of this? I'm going all through all of this so that I may earn in order to provide for my family, so I can look after my family, so I can, in other words, earn well. Alhamdulillah. But then if you ask me why I want to earn well, then it's going to go a bit further.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Acha. So the next question is that are you planning to be happy?
Oh, most definitely. Actually, if I look down that line, it's going to reach there. If we say that, why is it that you're working? I'm working so I can earn. Why is it that you want to earn? Because I want to make a lot of wealth. Why is it that you want to make a lot of wealth? Everyone will have different things that they want to purchase. Why is it that you want to purchase certain things? Okay, so that I can live a comfortable life. Why you want to live a comfortable life? So I'm worry-free. Why you want to be worry-free? I think eventually we're going to get to so that I can be happy.
Yes.
Because no matter what it is, if you are in the direction of wanting financial freedom, it's so that you can get happy. It's if you want holidays, it's so that you can get happy. If you want to be comfortable, it's so that you may be happy. If it's so that you can disappear from the general people and just be, you know, quiet on one island, it's so that you can be happy. If it's that you want to be famous among people, it's also so that you can be happy.
Yeah, but
really speaking, I think every individual does have this situation that no matter who it is that we ask that why you want to, what are you doing? Okay, why are you doing this? And why you do that? And why you do that? And if we keep asking the why question, we're going to end up at happiness. Everyone wants happiness. And we are no exception. Every one of us, myself personally.
So alhamdulillah, what we're establishing is that you want to be happy, right?
Absolutely.
You're planning you're happy, right?
Alhamdulillah.
So may I ask you, it's a year end, how do you plan your happiness? As a layman, how do you plan your happiness? What would general people do generally?
I think everyone has a direction that they believe happiness is at the end of this direction. And which is, it's very ironic if I look at it, that everyone believes that happiness is the end of their road.
Okay.
That I want to do this, then this, then this, then this, then I'll reach happiness. And the next person wants the opposite of that. But at the end of his road, he also wants happiness. So it's just from all different directions trying to get happiness. So one person is now planning that I'm starting the new year, so I'm going to start a certain job, and then I'm going to do this, and I'm doing that, and then eventually I will be happy. And the next person has the opposite of that. I'm not going to start a new job, I'm going to stay with my old job. I'm not going to add anything new, I'm going to stay with the old, because eventually I want to be happy. So it's just coming from all different directions. How are two people working in the opposite direction but working for the same result? Happiness is such. Everybody's working towards it.
Allahu Akbar.
Like you said.
So why would you say that, Maulana Sahib? The person works very hard and yes, he doesn't have much money, but maybe he took a loan.
The beginning of danger, actually. So the situation is such that someone could pay for it and then someone took a loan for it. And he's experiencing joy of those moments that, yes, I'm on vacation, I'm in a new place, I'm seeing different things, alhamdulillah. But there's the fear that at the back of their mind that I'm going to have to go back and I'm going to have to work twice as hard to repay the loan. Whilst The next person who's staying at home, perhaps, and is not going on a certain vacation, he doesn't have to work twice as hard to pay any loan because he hasn't taken it yet. Alhamdulillah, he hasn't taken it. Hope Allah Ta'ala blessed people that they don't Allah, need to take it. That qabza is a
burden.
Strain
it's
on
it's
the
a burden, yes.
But in this case, how can you say we think that the being away from home and the holiday is the happiness, whilst you have someone who is within their home and experiencing more happiness than the next person?
It makes sense, yes.
So it's not some blanket statement that you can say you'll reach a certain point or you'll do a certain thing and you'll experience happiness. If someone says that, okay, I want to go to a certain destination of the world and then I'll be happy, there are people at that destination that are not happy. And then someone else is wishing that they come to South Africa in Durban and see all the beauties of South Africa and they'll be happy. There are people in South Africa who are also not happy. So happiness is not tied to these places and to these few things that you're doing within life. I would personally even say happiness is not too much tied to life itself.
Allahu Akbar. But this is the surprising thing, Mulana Sahib, you know. Somebody is planning next year, mm-hmm. 3 months from now.
Right.
But what about current? What about now? I'm not happy now. I'm planning to be happy in 3 months from now. I'm planning to be happy in a year from now when I get my home, when I buy my car. But from now till I don't purchase my car, my home, whatever makes me happy, am I to be sad, Mulana Sahib?
Absolutely not. You see, we've tied ourselves to certain milestones thinking that milestones are happy moments.
Yes.
Or the milestone is happiness. If we just think that someone who doesn't have a vehicle, he believes his happiness is in having a vehicle. Someone who doesn't have a home, he believes his happiness is in having a home. And a home of his own, a vehicle of his own, family of his own. If you just think yourself that, okay, what is it that I really want? I want a vehicle. Example, someone who doesn't have a vehicle. Then I'll get a vehicle. The question is, then what? You'll be happy, life will stop.
I think fuel.
I will have the, yes, then there's fuel. Then okay, you're in a rented home, you'll want to buy your home, then what?
And some cars you need like a 50 rand to start it only.
Subhanallah.
For example, yeah.
So there's always a then what? You will always be in its pursuit.
Okay.
It's not something, it's not tied to a certain destination within the dunya.
Yes.
It's not tied to a certain thing that you can achieve within the dunya. If we think that happiness can be achieved within the dunya, look around us and think, who has reached the destination that they wanted to be at and is completely
Allah
content?
Allah.
Everybody who reaches the destination that we think happiness is tied to is still chasing. If you think happiness is tied to a property, there are those who have 10 properties but are still pursuing something, so happiness is not the property.
And they aren't happy.
Yes, because they're still pursuing. The contentment hasn't been found. If you haven't found contentment, how do you think you found happiness? You just chase.
But what if he says the first property made me very happy, now I want to be extra more happier than I was before, so I'm buying the second property.
So he's chasing
his happiness.
He hasn't exactly achieved the happiness. Happiness should be contentment. Happiness should be long-term, everlasting, permanent, not temporary. That means that your happiness was temporary, which realistically speaking is not happiness. It's a joyous moment. And that's the end of it.
And this is the funny part of it, Mulana Sahib, that 99.9% of us understand these matters through the blessings of Islam, subhanAllah, that this is what Islam wants from us, right?
Yes.
But despite knowing that we are in a place where happiness isn't written forever, I mean, I became happy for one moment for the day, for example. Mm-hmm. I was happy for 1 hour in 8-9 hours of the day. And I was so happy that I wish this happiness can last till tomorrow. I want this happiness to come again, maybe next week. Mm-hmm. But Islam is showing you, just as you remain happy for one day, mm-hmm. and you want this happiness to prolong and for it to last forever,
right?
Then that happiness awaits a true believer.
Ah,
that happiness, yes, awaits a person who has solid aqaid, who has iman, who exits this world with iman.
Right.
And then, you know, keeping the hadith in mind, ad-dunya sijnul mu'min, that this world is a prison for a believer. I think to myself, sometimes we are born in prison.
Absolutely, we are.
We are born in prison. And we feel sorry for a person who's born in a prison. You know, you watch, for example, you know, if a person born in the prison, what a life you'd have. Restrictions, for example. And Allah Kareem knows this planet better than we think we know this planet and this place where we reside, where we live. You think you know your country, you know your city, but the vices at your doorstep could be detrimental to your life, to your beliefs, to everything that you own,
Allah.
To the greatest of treasures which is hidden within you, underneath your skin, inside your chest, in your heart. If those treasures can be stolen away, dear viewers of Madini Channel,
Allah.
There is no true happiness in this world where we are planning to find happiness. It's like looking for food in the bin, Mulana Sahib. You will find dirt there, you will find scrap there. But you will find a fresh food, a fresh meal, a proper fresh meal that's free from dirt and dust, example.
Definitely.
So you will find happiness in a dunya that will come with some sorts of problems. That's why some people say, Mawlana Sahib, you know, one problem when another one came. You can be happy for 3-4 days in a row, and one day of argument with your wife, or one day of sadness that will cause that happiness to go, you'll forget that 1 week of laughter you may have had with one day of sadness. The impact of the sadness lasts longer than the impact of the happiness itself.
True.
And this is the thing which we fail to understand. Lekin, because we were happy, we want to be happy again. So last year, some people could afford to go on vacations. Alhamdulillah, Allah Kareem has made it possible for you to take your family and go out of the country and go enjoy yourself and come back.
Alhamdulillah.
You came back all fresh and you came back all rejuvenated, and I want to start it all over again now, you know, start fresh. And then the same person this year cannot afford to go. But the lazzat and the taste of last year and the nagging of the family and the motivation of the family, but last year you took us, now the expectation is much more bigger.
Right.
What do you do in this case, Mawlana Sahib?
See, circumstances.
Because they both are looking for happiness.
Absolutely. Circumstances change. And the other is, it's important that the families also understand, and we share this with our families, that our happiness is not tied to a certain destination. Happiness is not tied that if we are in a certain place, then only we'll be happy. And if you are not in that place, or if we don't go somewhere else, then we won't be happy.
Right.
So happiness shouldn't be tied to those certain places. Rather, it should be seen that our happiness is something that can be earned over a long period of time.
Right.
And I think that's something that we still need to understand.
Right.
We still need to get to that. If I'm chasing, am I chasing little moments of joy, or am I chasing happiness? Because little moments of joy, yes, maybe you'll tie it to this and you'll tie it to that. People tie their moments of joy to different places. There are people whose moments of joy are tied to where we are sitting right now in Durban. And yet people in Durban have tied their moments of joy to UK or to Pakistan or to another part of the dunya.
Inshallah, Madinatul Munawwarah, inshallah, inshallah.
Now then, that's somewhere worth tying your moments of joy. But Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, for you, for the one who ties their moments of joy to a place, specifically to Madinatul Munawwarah, that person is still on the right path. Why? They've tied it to Madinatul Munawwarah because of the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you strive hard enough in dunya,
Allah,
you will have
Allah.
The company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in akhirah. And that is the place where true happiness is found. True happiness is found in the akhirah. True happiness is found in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. True happiness is actually found for us to understand it, in you receiving the result of the pleasure of Allah.
Oh.
Subhanallah. So, inshallah azza wa jalla, if we're going to work towards that direction, I think we're going to work a bit more towards
very
happiness.
Good, Mawlana.
But whatever goals we have set and wherever we've tied our happiness, I would say many a times there are moments of joy that we've tied them to, but not the full concept of happiness itself.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers of Madini channel, we were listening to this priceless and beautiful words of advice from our Ziyad Madini, Hafizahullah, MashaAllah. Excellent words, Mawlana Sahib. Things that are making sense to us right now. Lekin at the end of the day, this dunya has been created to test us, Mawlana Sahib.
Very true.
And I somewhat feel that this is that one understanding, that one samaj and proper thinking and mindset that we all need in life to understand that we are asking Allah Azza wa Jalla to send us happiness in this dunya. It's good to ask for khair.
Yes.
And it's nice to ask for khair.
Yes.
It's important that we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for His rahmah, His mercy, for us to survive within the evils of the society. It's very difficult to say, well, I've got enough iman and yaqeen and I got taqwa and piety and I can manage it.
Yes.
Don't put yourself in test. Big Sufis and big personalities have slipped. You know, it's a dunya where there are many multiple vices, Mawlana Sahib, that will make a person's, it will swipe a person off his feet. However, in the midst of this hectic world, should we say, we are trying to find happiness, my point. We are trying to find happiness when the person with whom you are searching for happiness is the one who got kina and bughz in his heart, malice in his heart for you. You are trying to make that person happy who's stabbing you from behind, who's backbiting about you all your life, and you know, but you're trying to bring a smile on that same person's face. It's like that, Mawlana Sahib. This is where we are for the people for whom we are doing all of this. For example, it's guaranteed that if a person wants to spend vacation, so let's call it a normal day, not even leaving your home. You want to take your family out for the day. Mm-hmm. You're spending nothing less than 1,000 rands in South Africa in one day. Let's be realistic. In the UK, maybe I would say 100 pounds, 200 pounds.
Right.
We don't know what's the, how the economic works over there, right? In that country. However, here 1,000 rands is just sufficient, maybe less also. I would say 1,005. You would realize at times it will go beyond that.
Yes.
But easy for a good meal, for a good time, not going against Sharia, within the bound of Sharia, just to have some, you know, sightseeing, to buy some food, to give your children if you have one or two. You need 1,000, 1,500. And this means a week, per week. And there's 4 weekends in a month, for example.
Right.
Not every man who's earning a minimum wage can afford this.
Very true.
It doesn't mean happiness was written only for the rich.
Ah.
As much as the rich man wants to enjoy his money, the poor man wants to enjoy his time off.
Subhanallah.
And when he's off, he wants to take his family out. He also have life.
Yes.
But the rich wants to benefit from his vacation and time out by using the laborers to do work for him so he they could afford to make him go on a trip. Whereas the person who can afford to give double the salary, who can afford to give a bonus, for example, knowing that there's an Eid day coming tomorrow, knowing that day after tomorrow is Bakrid, for example, or Eid al-Fitr, for example, let this Muslim brother or let this person who's working for me also enjoy with his family. And we say, here you go. That is trying to, of course, make a person happy, and you're doing what Islam wants you to do. But with all of that, Hazrat, with all of that, Mulana Sahib, it's a white lie that we keep reminding ourselves, ki ye mera hai, ye mera hai, I'm going to be happy this time. Yeah. Every year, people make niyat to be happy. Every time you want to be happy is just the moment of joy, as you said.
Absolutely.
But that happiness can never, ever last forever. It never would last for the year. You smile today, maybe you laughed so much today because of some joke somebody told you that you were crying due to the laughter. But then tomorrow you're going to cry for real. This dunya will come to make you cry somehow or the other, Mulana Sahib.
It's
the cleave and pain. So the question again is that, how do we keep the balance, Mulana Sahib? Because we are Muslims and we don't want to be too happy that then the happiness overtakes us and we forget moth and we become too exhausted in the dunya, involved in the dunya. We're going to cry so much that even after happiness comes, we don't appreciate happiness itself.
Right.
We need a sense of balance in our lives.
I think that's where we ourselves need to understand that we need the balance. And once we understand and we admit that we need the balance, we will always ensure that we don't stray too much into happiness, nor too much into grief.
Right.
Not too much into joy, nor too much into grief. Let me put it that way instead. So, at joyous occasions, we need to remember grief. At joyous occasions, we need to remember grief. I've seen this among many sulaha, many pious personalities, that you will see that on the day of nikah, they want to attend the qabristan. Why? Why do you want to attend the qabristan on the day of nikah? We learned from Amir al-Sunnah himself as well, that on the day of nikah, to attend the qabristan. And for what reason? It's because don't let joy strike you too far that you stray from the correct path. Remember your mouth as well, so that you will remain in the center. At times of grief, remember good things. The moment someone is very grievous, then they are comforted with some goodness. If someone becomes extremely fearful of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such they're very afraid, don't you also remind them of the mercy of Allah? When someone says that, no, Allah Ta'ala is very forgiving, and then he starts straying towards sins, don't you remind him of the punishment of Allah so that Allah Ta'ala can give? So like this, the moment we stray towards grief, start to remember a little joy. And the moment we stray too much towards joy, try to remember a little grief. So in this way, inshallah, we'll constantly be within the balance. And as long as you're constantly within the balance, inshallah, you'll be okay. Otherwise, either you'll go too much towards grief that you'll become depressed, or you'll go so much towards happiness you'll forget we'll leave this dunya.
You think that I
will live here and nothing's going to end. And then when maut comes, it comes as a surprise. So don't let it come as the surprise. Know that it's going to come. Maut is going to come. In fact, the death that we know of, if a person had to just remember this one element, just maut, it will protect a person from straying too much into joy. That everybody wants to make you laugh, and they say laughter is the best medicine. The thing is, if you're going to laugh too much, the heart is going to become hard. This is a famous thing, that laughter hardens the heart. It's when the heart becomes hard, then advices are not going to affect you. You're not going to be moving towards goodness. You're not going to be moving towards ibadah. You won't. You'll have difficulty crying in the love of Allah, in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you need to always keep yourself in that balance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried so much in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one who is known to have smiled so much as well. So what a beautiful balance we see in the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A personality that with the people he smiles, and alone he cries in the fear.
Kya baat.
So always find this balance, keep this balance. This balance will keep your life balanced. If we lose this balance, life is imbalanced. You stray so much on one path, you forget the other.
So the moderate way, Mama.
Yes, absolutely.
The moderate way.
Islam is this moderate way. And you will find in this as well, Islam advises.
So in your opinion, as dealing with society, people, do you find them leaning more towards dunya than deen? The imbalance is still there?
I wouldn't say deen and dunya, because of the deen should be everything. And alhamdulillah, within dunya is only there to support deen. But with regards to the happiness and the joys and the grief, yes, everybody does seem... Not everyone, okay, but most of the population does seem to be leaning towards the happiness and ignoring that there is a grief. We're always trying to overlook the grief and look towards the happiness. And we're in the pursuit, in the search of that happiness. And then I think that's today's topic of discussion. Is this just that pursuit?
Quest
is the
for
quest.
Happiness.
Yes, that's what it is. Okay. It's a quest for happiness.
So is happiness sold in kilos or in liters, by the way? Can money buy happiness, Mulana Sahib?
Unfortunately, no. Money cannot buy happiness. I'm not saying that money cannot be a means of you moving towards happiness. If money is used in the way of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I think you could have some amount of happiness purchased there.
Kya baat hai, Madini ke subhanallah. If I had asked some person, a layman, this is my thinking and my understanding, right? Happiness for an average man in the dunya, whom I have with people that I have interacted with, I would understand happiness would mean that, you know what, I don't have to extend my hands for asking anyone for help. Mm-hmm. I want to be happy in my life. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have any debts tagged to me. I want to be free from debts. I want to be happy in life. I don't want to be owing the banks and this person and that person money. I want things that I live in and things that I use to be freehold. Mm-hmm. I want to be a happy man.
Right.
This is what an average person would think, that, you know what, I'm not living literally from hand to mouth. Mm-hmm. I have enough savings that if I need to go any country in the world, I can just say book and say gone. Mm-hmm. This is what an average person would assume and think happiness, right? And thus a person works for it. But dunya and situations don't afford a person to attain that maqam. If you're earning a certain, you know, within a certain bracket, and you got to stick within that, and expenses are going high on one end, there's a lot of situations haven't, you know, made my relationship better with my wife and my children, and the demands are only going to increase. A person is stuck in this musibat and parishani, and there's no way out of it. Most of these are realistic things that we are facing. Absolutely. On a day-to-day basis. I mean, the one who's crying inside for the last 6 months, he seems happy as if he never cried before. Sometimes it's like that as well. We just have to have that smile on our faces.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. But each and every person, yeah, the one who's crying is looking for smiling. The one who's smiling is still looking for a true smile. That's a fake smile sometimes. So really speaking, nobody has really achieved true happiness as yet. True happiness would only be, and Allah Kareem is the one who grants a true happiness. And that true happiness will come when the Muslim's heart will really be satisfied when he sees my sins are forgiven. And right. Allah Kareem has admitted me into Jannah, Mawlana Sahib.
Absolutely. This is
the true happiness.
True happiness comes at the point when you leave dunya with iman.
With iman.
This is, Allahu, if we thought that anything Allahu else was true happiness, that is the point of the discussion right. today, that if we thought anything else besides this was true happiness, then whoever achieved that which we thought was happiness, once they reached there, did they not desire anything more? They desired him. And just like that for us, if we look at what is it that I wanted, alhamdulillah, I achieved. Then what? I want something else, isn't it? So I have never reached my happiness. This dunya is a chase. Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, on the night of Eid, he rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he made a beautiful statement that everyone is saying, tomorrow is Eid, tomorrow is Eid. But
Allah.
For Abdul Qadir, for Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that with the day that I leave the dunya with my iman intact, that will be my Eid. That will be my happy day. That will be my day of celebration. And true happiness is only achieved in that. when you look at the entire life, life has ups, life has downs. You have joyous moments, you have grievous moments. It's going to be like that. It's not going to be perfect. You have times you have, and then you have times that you do not have. You have certain things at this time, and then you lose it. And then when you lose it, then after some time, you get it back. Life is like this. There are ups, there are downs. It's going to be like that till the end. If we are chasing today, we will be chasing tomorrow. If we chased last year, we will chase the next year. We will always be in this chase. This is just dunya. We're just surviving it. We're just moving through it. It's not a place for us to place our heart. There's a beautiful verse of poetry. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. Ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. This world is not a place where you place your soul into it. You place your heart into it. You have hopes in this, that this is all that there is. It isn't. This is a place of test. It's not a place of just, you know, pure enjoyment. That time for enjoyment is going to come.
Wajibah.
It's going to come for the believer. When we close our eyes to the dunya and we enter the akhirah, that is the point at which we want to be happy. There's no guarantee we're going to be happy, only for those who are good. Those who are good, those who believe in Allah, those who do good deeds, for them, that is the point of happiness. And let me just share the difference between their happiness and the happiness within dunya. The joys within dunya that we assume to be happiness are temporary. But the joys of the akhirah that are really happiness, they are permanent.
Allah.
In dunya, if your happiness is tied to a person, the person can pass away. On the day of judgment, after you enter Jannah, there is no maut, there is no death. Whatever belongings you have in dunya, they will perish. Either they will perish before our eyes or we will perish before them. But in the akhirah, you don't perish, nor do your goods perish. Whatever you have in Jannah can remain with you. So the permanent nature of the akhirah and the temporary nature of the dunya, when we look towards these two, it only makes sense for the aqil, for the intelligent person, to say that my happiness should be tied towards that which is permanent and not towards that which is temporary. If Allah gives me joys, and we make dua, Allah Ta'ala give you joys within dunya. Every time you see Madina Sharif, it's a joy for you, alhamdulillah. May Allah give you many joys within dunya.
Ameen.
But this is not that happiness. This is not the place of permanent happiness. The place of permanent happiness, your actual happiness is in the akhirah. In the dunya, when you visited Madinatul Munawwara as well, subhanallah, there came the time that you had to leave, isn't it? But in the akhirah, inshallah, when you're in the company of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you make dua, there'll never come the time you'll have to leave.
Kya baat.
That is
happiness. Kya baat hai, mashallah. Very beautifully mentioned, Mawlana Sahib. So they say that action doesn't bring happiness. Actions may not bring happiness, but there is no happiness without action. And if a person is chasing Jannah, then without no action, there can be no Jannah.
True.
Action is needed. I mean, a person wants to go to Jannah, but he performs sins every day. You want to go to Jannah. It's just as saying, I want to go for a holiday and vacation, but you don't work towards that.
True.
End of the year comes and pata chala ki I could not afford to go. Why? No, I never worked hard enough. So just as you were deprived of a vacation in the dunya because of not working hard towards it, why does a person feel as if Jannah was made for me? Pakka main usi mein jaunga. So a person should know that we have committed sins, and the result of the sins will be given. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. This is the divine promise of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran. So every good and bad that we have did, we will be given the full recompensation for that. We will have to pay for that. And thus it is upon the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla wherever He admits us, dear viewers. But we are hopeful from His mercy that we will be forgiven. But that's being hopeful and hoping for something. But you can only hope for something when your actions are accordingly as well. You can hope for forgiveness when you are not trying to make any more sin again. But how can you be sinning deliberately and then hoping for forgiveness again and again? Allahu Akbar. And then our ultimate goal is Jannah, because that is a true happiness. So, subhanallah, this world is very short, dear viewers. Every single day, people leave us with messages. They leave us with dying messages that they have gone, they are gone. These are the signs that we see every single day. Mayyats and people showing us the way to the Qabristan. You have buried somebody very beloved in this month, probably. I understand. But that person whom you buried showed you that you are going to come there next as well. Allahu Akbar. How can we forget the graveyards, the cemeteries? We love vacations everywhere in the world. We have forgotten the cemeteries that one day, I don't know, I'm planning my vacation, but I don't know. You and I have no idea. So Islam is there to motivate you and tell you, if you're searching for happiness, you will go through some speed bumps, because no happiness is earned very easily, dear viewers. At times you have to rob a person, cut a person's throat, Mulana Sahib. At times you have to use others as stepping stones to make your happiness, to create your happiness. And others do it. They have no feelings within them. They would steal from them, they would cheat them, deceive them, lie to them, rob them. Be it their own mother and father, they would do it because they're chasing happiness which would last for a day or two. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem protect us, dear viewers. May Allah Kareem protect us. So actions may not bring happiness, but there is no happiness without action. So action daily in order to earn Jannah. Perform your salah, dear viewers. When Hazrat Sayyiduna Rabi'a Aslami radiyallahu anhu said, I want to be your partner in Jannah.
Oh.
What did Huzuri Pak Aslam said? Awa ghayra dhalik, is there anything else besides this? No, I want to be your partner in Jannah. Yani, I want your companionship in paradise. The beloved Rasul said, then aid me by performing more prostrations, by more sujood. Wow. Subhanallah, help me by doing that. Perform more sujood. You want to be with me in Jannah, so you're going to work towards that. So we have the hope, but with the hope, the balance is to have actions. Now you have a balance. You cannot just have hope without no actions. There's no balance, dear viewers. So for happiness as well, there are grievous moments, as Maulana Sahib had stated, and there are happy moments as well. But if you compare both together, the grief is the one complains more than the happiness. Meaning, if you were happy for one day, our shukr is very limited. But if you are sad for one day, the complaint will be longer. So we complain more for the grieving moments, and we show shukr, very less shukr for the happy moments. This is our nature, dear viewers. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. But we say we are the best Muslims. How do we say this, dear viewers of Madani Channel? We should actually repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Every day seek forgiveness from His bargah. For now, actually, we have a beautiful kalam. Madine hame le gaya tha muqaddar. It is my kismat and my luck which has taken me to Madinatul Munawwara. Ye kalam hai, isse suniyega. And we will return after this kalam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu عليه وسلم
مدینے ہمیں لے گیا تھا مقدر مدینے میں کیسا سرور آ رہا تھا نہ ہم کاش کبھی روبرو سرور آ رہا تھا وہاں راہ چلتے تھے ہم دست بستہ سارا رستہ کبھی نعت پڑھتے تھے ہم راستے بھر مدینے میں کیسا سرور آ رہا کبھی بیٹھتے کی مسجد میں جا کر کبھی دور سے تکتے محراب منبر نمازوں کبھی مدینے میں کیسا سرور آ رہا تھا خوشا دھوپ تھی ٹھنڈی ٹھنڈی وہاں پر تھی کیا چھا صدرش کے گوہر مدینے میں کیسا سرور آ رہا تھا یقین مدینہ ہے صدرش کے جل چھوڑ کر آئے وہ در مدینے میں کیسا سرور آ رہا تھا مدینے میں کیسا سرور آ رہا تھا مدینے میں کیسا سرور آ رہا تھا
regarding Sayyiduna Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He narrates that once I went to a Majusi, a fire worshipper, at the time of his death. He was my neighbor and he was a good neighbor. His conduct was good. His character was good. And it was my wish that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the wealth of Iman. And when he dies as a Muslim. So, I went to him and I asked him, how are you feeling right now in this state? And what is your state? He replied, my heart is sick and I'm also not healthy. My body is weak and I don't have strength at all. Grave is horrible. and there is no one to help me there. Journey is very long and I don't have any luggage with me. Pul Sirat, the bridge of Sirat is very thin and I don't have any permission to cross that. Fire is blazing and my body is feeble and weak. Jannah is at elevated station and position and I don't have any share in it. Ma Rab Azza wa Jal, my Parwardigar, my Lord is Adil, just, but I don't have any excuse before him. Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh says that, in my heart I started praying for that Majusi, for that fire worshipper, and I prayed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, may he accept Islam, may he enter in the fold of Islam. Then I went closer to that Majusi fire worshipper and I asked him, why don't you accept Islam and get salvation? That Majusi fire worshipper replied, the key is in the hands of Fattah Azza wa Jal. And then he pointed towards his chest and said, this has been locked. And after saying this, he fainted. Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala says, I prayed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O my Rabb Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah, O my Master, O my Mawla Azza wa Jal, if you have any good deeds of him in your court, then before his ruh, his spirit soul departs his body, and he does not have any hope left before that, may he be rewarded for that good deed. Allahu Akbar. After this dua, he opened his eyes and he got conscious. He started talking to me and he said, O Shaykh, Fattah Azza wa Jal has sent the key. Please give me your hand so that I can recite Shahada. And he said, there is none worthy of worship but Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. After reciting Shahada, his soul left his body. Allahu Akbar. And he dived in the ocean of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Respected viewers, the most important treasure, the biggest ever treasure a person has, that is his iman, that is his faith. Alhamdulillah, we heard that a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prayed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a Majusi, for a fire worshipper, and he embraced Islam. He entered in the fold of Islam and he got salvation forever, forever, forever. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We should also value this treasure. We shouldn't take this for granted that we are Muslims. We need to have this mindset to protect our iman. And this is what our awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they valued iman. At that very moment in time when he was departing this mortal world, because he was his neighbor, so he had this thought, this wish in his heart, may he also accept Islam and he gets salvation forever. And we also learn that when these friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they pray in the court of Allah, their du'as are heard, their du'as are accepted. May Allah give us tawfiq and ability that we associate ourselves with friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Madine hame le gaya tha muqaddar, subhanallah. And thereafter we heard some madani pearls by our honorable muballigh of Dawat Islami, mashaAllah, our Rizwan bhai. May Allah Kareem reward him abundantly, mashaAllah. Yes, Maulana Sahib, we are back. And through this Madani Pearl, we were also looking for happiness, mashallah. We got to learn the difference between fire worshippers and the pious predecessors, subhanallah, and what Madani Pearl they would give and guide people.
Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I think we had a fair discussion, Maulana Sahib.
Alhamdulillah.
On Madani channel, discussing happiness, khushi. Kis tarah se hum pa sakte hain? So, alhamdulillah. Any parting words from Maulana Sahib?
Make sure that it is in line with the happiness, the eternal happiness that you want to attain. The little moments of joy, enjoy them, appreciate them. The moments of grief, don't dwell in them for too long. Grief comes and grief goes. Keep focused, stay on your journey, and inshallah azza wa jal, you will reach your destination, being the happiness of the akhirah. Amen.
Here we are, mashallah, at this hour, dear viewers. Amazing Madani Pearls, Ziyad Madani Sahib, who had beautifully advised us, mashallah, on things that we should do, things that we should not do. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And this is the simplicity of the Muballiqs of Da'awat Islami, mashallah, being Ustadul Ulama. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, humbling himself and presenting such beautiful pearls of wisdom to better our character, Mulana Sahib, better our akhlaq and happiness. Actually, the true happiness will come to your feet, inshallah. You become Allah's true servant. You become a true banda, a honest banda. And the one who is the creator of happiness will make happiness be yours, inshallah.
Subhanallah.
Yes, dear viewers. At the moment, I think it's because of our actions at times. We earn. It's our choices, Mulana Sahib, of life. And when we take those choices, dear viewers, when we make those choices in life, within them there are sad moments, within them there are crying moments, and we cannot see them at that moment when we choose those parts in life. But because you selected it, we are facing the situations at times, we are paying the price for it at times. Others have some time still to pass, others have passed it, others have left the dunya already crying. However, if you have patience over these calamities, you are in faida, you are in profit, dear viewers. A mu'min, a believer, is never in a loss, subhanallah. If you lost something in the dunya, you're going to get it more in the akhirah, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Providing that you have done every action for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And trust me, dear viewers, with the moment you try to step in to fix your deen, Allah will fix your dunya for you, inshallah.
Subhanallah.
Where you have your problems, how many problems do you have? Everything will come to an end. Because why? You are busy in Allah's work, Allah will, inshallah, azza wa jalla, remove your difficulties. Inshallah, azza wa jalla. Mawlana Sahib and I would leave you with our missionary statement, which we do weekly. And that is also as a reminder, wherever you go, kindly remember, this is the slogan and the mission of this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. It was there, it is there, and inshallah, it will always be there.
Inshallah.
And this is our mission. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah, azza wa jalla. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Reformation of Ummah. Reformation of Ummah.